The row over a pro-Palestinian protest that turned rough at a lecturer at the University of Sydney just won't go away. Protesters interrupted a lecturer about the conflict in Gaza, and a prominent academic at the university, Jake Lynch, is under attack for his participation. Jewish students say he should be sacked. For his part, Professor Lynch says he has serious concerns about the university's internal investigation into the incident. Bridget Brennan reports.
At the University of Sydney last month, there were ugly scenes at a lecture given by the retired British Army Colonel Richard Kemp. Richard Kemp was giving a talk on the conflict in Gaza in 2014 and his views on the actions of the Israel Defence Forces. He was shouted down by several protesters supporting BDS, a pro-Palestinian group. When security guards tried to remove the protesters, Associate Professor Jake Lynch intervened.
Well, I believe that I behaved properly at the meeting. I went there to listen to the lecture. I left my seat only after the protesters came in and the security guards started to use force to eject them. Now, I believed at the time, and having watched the video, I still believe that that established a risk of serious harm, a significant risk of serious injury to them. So I believe my intervention was justified from that point of view.
Professor Lynch is the head of Sydney University's Centre for Peace and Conflict Studies. In an argument with one audience member, video shows Professor Jake Lynch waving money in the face of the Jewish woman. He's told PM he was telling her he'd sue her if she assaulted him.
She kicked me twice in the groin. She grabbed my mobile phone. She emptied the contents of the bottle of water over me, and then she made a lunge for my wife. So I and my wife were coming under sustained physical attack. I was trying to get the security guards to deal with her. That's something they should have been doing, but they didn't. So I resorted to saying to her, well, look, if you carry on assaulting me, I'll have to sue you for assault.
But the move has angered Jewish students. Dean Scher from the Australasian Union of Jewish Students describes it as an anti-Semitic gesture.
Universities, I would think, are there really to be a place of learning, of, you know, certainly vigorous debate and discussion. You've got a senior, prominent member of the University of Sydney, which is, you know, one of the world's top academic institutions, participating in that behaviour and behaving in such a way which I think a lot of people see as anti-Semitic behaviour.
Dean Scher helped start an online petition calling for Professor Lynch to be sacked by the University of Sydney. It's now attracted more than 5,000 signatures.
We understand the university is conducting an independent investigation, and I think that's entirely appropriate. And to be perfectly honest, or just would like the university to take serious action here against Professor Lynch. And it's not about his political views. It's not about his activism. This is about the fact that he was involved in a situation which has offended the Jewish community, which has offended members of the audience. And I think that really does undermine his position as an academic at the University of Sydney.
Jake Lynch is a former journalist and has long been an outspoken critic of the Israeli military. In his view, the Jewish Students' Union has been waging a sustained campaign against him. He says some of the union's descriptions of him are libelous.
The suggestion that I behaved in a way that was any way anti-Semitic is entirely mischievous and libelous. And indeed, one of the groups that's been circulating that libel, the Australasian Union of Jewish Students, through one of its office holders at the university, has received a concerns notice from my legal representative asking what they plan to do to make amends for circulating that allegation. The reason why I am targeted by the pro-Israel lobby is because I am both a supporter and an exponent of the academic boycott of Israel. And I speak out for Palestinian rights and freedoms, and I oppose Israeli militarism and lawlessness.
In a statement, the University of Sydney said it's looking into the protest.
The university is deeply concerned about events surrounding a protest on campus and has commenced an investigation into the incidents. While the investigation is underway, the university will not be commenting on the details of the incidents.
Jake Lynch is angry about the way the university's investigation is being conducted.
I've been interviewed by a lawyer whom the university informed me was a neutral person working for an outside law firm. Turned out she was actually moonlighting from her job with the university's own legal department. So my union has written a letter to the vice-chancellor calling that a duplicitous attempt to entrap union members, and I fully endorse that view.
University of Sydney Professor Jake Lynch speaking to Bridget Brennan.